This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops on Tuesday moved into the Gaza town of Rafah, but U.S. officials say it's not the full invasion many have feared. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israeli troops seized control of the vital Rafah border crossing, raising fears of the full-scale invasion President Biden has warned against.
That's not what this is.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel describes it as a more limited operation aimed at cutting off Hamas arms smuggling.
Not of a size, scale, duration, and scope that one could equate to a major ground operation.
Still, Israel's defense minister says the operation will deepen if talks on a hostage deal with Hamas fail. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel said on Tuesday its objective remains to destroy the Islamist Palestinian group Hamas as its negotiators were set to leave for ceasefire talks in the Egyptian capital Cairo.
International organizations working in the area have also been encouraged to temporarily evacuate prior to the beginning of the operation.
Government spokesman David Mentzer, who said humanitarian aid is still entering Gaza every day. But the UN agency said on Tuesday the two main crossings into the southern Gaza Strip remained shut, virtually cutting off the Palestinian enclave from outside aid with few stocks positioned inside. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on Tuesday expressed optimism Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas should be able to close the remaining gaps to complete an agreement that would lead to the release of hostages and paved the way for an extended truce in the 7-month war in Gaza. This is VOA News. There was testimony from one of the prosecution's star witnesses on Tuesday in Donald Trump's hush money case. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial seemingly transfixed as Stormy Daniels offered a detailed and at times graphic account of a sexual encounter in 2006 that Trump denies, saying she found him in boxers and a T-shirt in his hotel room when she thought it was a business dinner. And there was more. Trump's lawyers calling for a mistrial, the judge denying it but agreeing Daniels said more than she should have. Daniels was paid $130,000 by Trump's former lawyer to stay quiet. Trump denies falsifying business records to cover hush money payments. Julie Walker, New York.
Vladimir Putin on Tuesday began his fifth term as Russian president at a glittering Kremlin ceremony after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. Already in office for nearly a quarter century and the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, Putin's new term doesn't expire until 2030, when he's constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years. The question now is what the 71-year-old Putin will do, both at home and abroad, over the course of another 6 years. Reconstruction efforts are underway in Derna, Libya, following the flooding that killed thousands in September last year. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Construction workers are helping rebuild the damaged structures and landmarks. But while buildings are going up and roads are being repaired, residents are still shocked by the severity of the loss. Huge swaths of the city were destroyed after heavy rainfall from Storm Daniel crashed through two aging dams. Thousands of people died, with thousands more still missing. According to an international report by the World Bank, United Nations, and European Union, flooding destroyed or damaged more than 18,000 homes and affected about 1.5 million people, or 22% of Libya's population. The report put the cost of recovery and reconstruction at over $1.8 billion.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. TikTok and its giant Chinese parent company ByteDance are suing the U.S. federal government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it's sold to another company. The lawsuit filed on Tuesday may be setting up what could be a long legal fight over its future in the United States. The popular social video company alleged the law is so, quote-unquote, obviously unconstitutional that the sponsors are trying to portray the law not as a ban but as a regulation of TikTok's ownership. I'm Joe Ramsey.